Right now, off the coast of California, massive cargo ships are doing something, well, completely unexpected. They're actually easing off the throttle.
Yeah, they really are.
And it's saving hundreds of lives.
It's true. I mean, they are dropping their speed to 10 knots, and that single, simple behavioral shift is it's cutting the risk of fatal whale collisions by up to 40%.
Wow, 40%. Well, welcome to our deep dive. You know, usually when we talk about the ocean, the news cycle is just so heavy.
Oh, absolutely. It can feel pretty bleak.
Right. But today, okay, let's unpack this. We're looking at a stack of sources here. What kind of sources are we actually looking at today?
Well, they range from international legal rulings all the way to microscopic biological discoveries. So it really proves that environmental progress is, it's happening simultaneously on multiple fronts.
Yeah, totally different fronts. Let's start with the macro stuff, the massive global zoning shifts.
Right. So if we connect this to the bigger picture, for the first time, global ocean protection just crossed the 10% milestone.
Which is huge. That's up from 8.6% back in 2024, right?
Exactly. Meaning we're finally gaining some real ground toward that international 30 by 30 target. And the courts are actually backing it up now.
Wait, how so?
Well, we're seeing these impartial legal rulings that literally force governments to weigh the emissions impact before they can approve any new fossil fuel projects.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a massive shift in accountability.
Okay, I mean, rules and zoning laws are great, but the question I always have is, do these policies actually change anything in the water?
Yeah, that is the big question.
It's like city zoning. Does it change the neighborhood? To answer that, we just have to look in Antarctica.
Right, the whales.
Exactly. Decades of strict protection policies down there have resulted in the return of these massive whale supergroups.
Yes. I mean, researchers are spotting pods of over 100 whales just feeding together.
Over 100? That's
It's
insane.
incredible. And this isn't just, a feel-good visual. From a biological standpoint, these massive groups are crucial for genetic diversity
Right.
and for oceanic nutrient cycling. It's basically the ultimate proof that if you give the ocean a long-term buffer, it actually rebounds.
Which brings us back to those cargo ships in California. Here's where it gets really interesting. Because I was looking into exactly why that 10-knot speed limit works so well.
Yeah, the acoustic masking.
Right. It's not just about the ship moving slower, giving the whale time to physically dodge. It's the noise.
Exactly. I mean, cargo ships are incredibly loud, and at high speeds, their propellers create cavitation.
Cavitation, that's the bubbles, right?
Yeah, these bubbles that rapidly pop and create a massive wall of noise. And that noise effectively blinds whales, since they rely on sonar to navigate.
Oh, right, because they can't hear anything over the popping.
Right. So when you slow a ship down to 10 knots, you drastically reduce that cavitation. You're literally quieting the water.
Which gives the whales the auditory space to actually hear the ship coming and get out of the way.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got top-down human policies protecting the megafauna. But what really blew my mind in these sources is how nature is adapting from the bottom up.
The microscopic level.
Right.
Yeah, this is a great transition. So what's fascinating here is the MIT discovery of marine microbes that actually attack plastic pollution.
Okay, but wait. Are they just breaking the plastic into smaller, more dangerous micro pieces?
No, and that's the crucial clarification. It's a dual-action discovery. The researchers isolated two distinct strains working together.
Okay.
The first strain secretes specific enzymes that target the polymer chains. Those incredibly strong chemical bonds that make plastic so durable.
Right, the stuff that makes it never degrade.
Exactly. The enzyme essentially cleaves those bonds, completely dismantling the complex plastic structure into simple organic compounds.
Okay, so it breaks it down. But then what? Doesn't it just sit there?
Well, no, that's where the second strain steps in. It actually metabolizes those new, simpler compounds. It consumes the plastic.
Wait, really? It actually eats it.
Yeah, it digests the carbon. So instead of leaving microscopic shards of plastic behind, the end result is basically harmless carbon dioxide and water.
That is wild. Nature basically built its own recycling plant right there in the ocean.
It really did.
So, what does this all mean for you listening right now? I
Oh.
think the biggest takeaway is that actionable change is actually happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not abstract. It's happening right now through this crazy mix of impartial courtrooms, maritime speed limits, and, microscopic science.
It just proves the ocean is incredibly dynamic. Between the human policy shifts and natural biological evolution, there is a very active pushback against the damage.
Which leaves you with something pretty wild to think about. I mean, if nature is already adapting to our pollution by creating plastic-eating bacteria...
In just a few decades, right?
Yeah, exactly. In just a few decades. What other incredible, invisible evolutionary leaps are happening right now in the deep ocean that we haven't even discovered yet?